Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. Your host here, Richard Karth, on. And today we have another amazing guest, actually introduced from one of our previous conversations that we had with Scrumble. So today we have Jonathan with Ally. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Richard. It's great to be here, and I'm looking forward to speaking with you.
Good deal. So if you don't mind, go ahead and start off with just telling us a little bit about yourself. What's some background?
Sure. So I'm a young millennial. I recently graduated from college, now working in the exciting space of blockchain. So that's sort of where my professional interest lies. I'm really excited about developing some alternatives to the ad-based business model of the internet that we all know too well. Companies like Facebook and Google have come to dominate. So that's in part why I'm so excited by blockchain. Gotcha. And I think there's so much potential there. Personally, I'm a big ping pong player, big professional football fan.
Good deal. Well, thank you for sharing some of that on yourself. But as you were saying, what was your first introduction into the cryptocurrency and blockchain space? Once you learned about it, what made you decide, like, this is what I want to build my career around?
Mm-hmm. I guess because there was so much rampant misuse of all of our data. I grew up in the U.S. and obviously there was some foreign interference in the 2016 election, made possible in part because of platforms like Facebook that really didn't take user privacy and security seriously. So I really saw an opportunity in which these incredible platforms that are so prevalent on the internet really could operate better and really could provide a more user-centric experience.
Gotcha. Okay. And with that, I think that's what that's why you started your company, Ally. So tell us a little bit about, you know, what it is and how did you come up with the concept?
Sure. So Ally itself is an ecosystem, and the idea is to have a variety of communication-centric projects built on top of Ally. So we want to be the hub for a variety of crypto projects looking to really put the user at the center of the experience and restore some of that privacy. So Ally itself consists of a chat app where there's blog publishing, article publishing. You can send crypto to your friends. And it's really a more secure way to hold those online communications, you know, that we all know, unfortunately, have been compromised in recent years.
Definitely. And I think privacy is definitely at the forefront of what you have going on. And it's very important for where the just communications and how we communicate with one another internally and just externally, since the world is just getting so massive, in the fact that we can talk to people internationally and how our communication is being monitored, it's important to be able to know that it's actually secure and to be able to communicate on something like Ally. You know, one of the questions that I'd have for you is, you know, why is privacy-focused blockchain-based ecosystem with a decentralized chat application needed today?
Mm-hmm. So I think you hit the nail on the head. And I think that for a while, centralized systems were okay, although they weren't really in line with the original ethos of the internet. But I think they really opened up our eyes to the wonders of technology and what that can really do to connect people. But now it's not really enough anymore because we see the pitfalls of these platforms. We see that, well, you know, our interests aren't really aligned with those of the companies. You know, they're monetized on selling data. And these free services really mean that we're the product. We're being sold. Our attention is being sold. So I don't believe that's sustainable in the long run. I think we really need to have a solution that puts users at the center of it. And I think it's going to be for the better too. I think the internet is going to be a much more rich and maybe overall better place once we move to decentralized computing.
Definitely. And I think we are at the very beginning of that journey and what that looks like. And on that note, where is Ally currently in the development process?
Sure. So we're still fine-tuning the app, and we'll always be fine-tuning the app in order to make the best user experience possible. We're live on the App Store, and we have over 200,000 users now. So I think people are beginning to understand the value add that we bring to the table. And we're going to keep, adding features, add video calling, add support for P2P crypto transfers, and even more currencies as we go along. So there's so much coming out.
Which is great. I mean, you already have a foundation. You got users that are being faithful to it, and it's growing. It's you're building that system, that ecosystem that is needed in this community. So kudos to you for getting it, off the ground and on its way. And I know that with you being in this space, you probably are aware of a ton of different cryptocurrency and blockchain projects that are going on. So
I think Telegram is interesting for a lot of reasons. They've had some legal troubles recently, but I think they'll ultimately figure that out. And obviously, the team behind that is very capable and definitely competent enough to deliver an outstanding project. I'm also excited about Libra, and I know not everyone holds that same view, but however it does pan out, I do think some sort of product will eventually launch. Again, the specific details on the currency backing, I don't know. I think those issues are being panned out as we speak. But I think that's going to be interesting, and I think that might actually be the first domino to fall in getting more and more of the centralized companies, these behemoths, to really take a look at what a decentralized solution could look like.
Gotcha. So you like the more than anything with what Libra is doing, it's bringing the attention to how do we get some of these gigantic companies to enter the space and see how they can get involved.
Exactly. I think anytime, Facebook does something, it's going to turn heads just because of their sheer size and clout. So, regardless of how it pans out, I think it'll be interesting.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense. And with everything that's going on within the crypto and blockchain space, what are some things on the horizon you think in the next couple months to half a year to next couple of years that you think is going to happen that people should be aware of and should be on the lookout for?
Well, I do think the regulation, not only around the world, but also in North America, is going to get clearer, which is something that myself and others in the industry have long been asking for and really craving, because, of course, we want to work within the framework of laws and rules, but we need some guidance. We need clearer guidance. So that's something that I'm looking forward to, and I'm hopeful and cautiously optimistic that we'll get that. Aside from the regulation piece, is also the custody side. There's some incredible companies in the U.S. and all over the world working on, just how institutions would be able to hold these coins and tokens. And once they figure that out, I think the floodgates will really open up.
And I think you bring up a really good point about custody. And just to give, for some of our listeners who don't necessarily understand, what custody is and like how powerful it's going to be, I think like it's going to be the quickest bridge of adoption in the sense that you can use it on a day-to-day basis. But do you want to elaborate on that a little bit more?
Sure. So obviously we hear about crypto jackings and crypto theft all the time. And when we're talking about these major institutions, pension funds, the like, custody just has to be a sure thing, right? They're not going to risk billions and billions of dollars of assets because some hacker is clever enough to find a hole and exploit it. So you know, the custody thing really has to be like a sure thing, and I think it will be. I think we'll get there. As with any industry, there's always issues when we're starting out, and we're still in the infancy of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Right. But we'll get there, and I think that'll be a huge win for the industry.
I agree. And with any great new thing that's out there, growing pains are part of the process. You learn to deal with them, and each new version gets even better and more powerful. And I think we're at a really, really cool and crucial point where we're about to start seeing the scale start to go in a different direction and get a lot more momentum for the snowball to start going down the hill finally.
Exactly.
Well, good deal. Well, Jonathan, thank you so much again for being on the show. But before I let you go, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners today?
I think it would be similar to what we just spoke about and what you articulated so well, is that this stuff doesn't happen overnight. And I find myself getting impatient with the progress and development of the industry. And it is slow at times, and it feels like it's not going anywhere. But it is. So as much as we all want it to happen, it just takes time. It just doesn't happen overnight. So I'm learning to be as patient as possible, and it's not easy. But if I can impart anything onto anyone else, it would be just that. It would be just keep the faith and let's be patient, because it will happen. It's a question of when, not if.
Yes, and you use a phrase I use all the time. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and right. This is going to happen. The way I would describe it to some people initially was like, look, either this market's going to go to nothing and be nothing, or it's going to be the next huge thing. And obviously, I am biased that I think it's going to be the next great thing. And for everyone who's getting involved earlier on the front end side of it, there's just going to be so much greatness that comes for when everyone finally catches up. And patience is definitely part of the game. And you have to be looking at it the long-term game. Like, yes, there are people that want like the quick fix, the get rich quick and like all that kind of stuff. But if you're playing the long game in this, you're going to be so happy. And like, if you change your mindset to like, it doesn't need to happen tomorrow. It doesn't need to happen next month, but happens in the next couple months, in the next couple years, like it's all going to take care of itself.
Yep, it is. It is. And I think sometimes for some, it's hard to envision it. By keeping the faith, and actually by getting in the weeds of it and understanding how many smart people are working on it, personally, that gives me so much confidence. So that's something I'd like for everyone to have, is some more patience, because I think that'll benefit everyone in the long run, as you said.
Absolutely. Well, Jonathan, again, thank you so much for coming on the show, dropping some knowledge, letting us know about Ally. But what are some different ways that people can connect with you after listening to this?
Sure. So I'm on Twitter. Just search my name. You'll find me pretty easily, Jonathan Greenspoon. I'm on Telegram at JGSpoon. Feel free to email me at jonathan@getally.io. Any of those methods will get to me.
Perfect. Well, again, thank you so much for being on the show. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
This has been another episode of Crypto Current, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay Crypto Current.
Please use available exits now.